Yeah, it's dangerous.
Luther is helpful when he points us to the scripture. He does point us to the scripture. He was a Bible teacher. If we want to follow after Luther, that means we're opening our Bibles and we're reading it and we're studying it and we're rejoicing in it and we're working to understand it better and better. That's the sort of spirit of Luther. And if our theology ends with Luther and it doesn't get us to the scriptures and doesn't get us to Christ, then we become a caricature and we should rightly be criticized as following a man. So God forbid that that's what we would do. I hold Luther in the highest esteem, but there is a danger that because there's such a body of work that Luther has, that we start to use him, and think of the irony of this, that we start to use the writings of Luther to justify our own pet doctrines. This is the great danger. Luther was preaching against self-justification, but we use his work to theologically justify the things that we want to talk about, and that's a great danger. So it's one of the great gifts that the Lutheran confessions give to us, is they corral Luther a bit. They prune Luther's works for us. They tell us what the particular genius was of Luther, and they point us to that, which makes sure that Luther is doing what he himself was called to do, which is to preach Christ and him crucified.